A woman in her 20s who had a skin reaction from her epilepsy medication nearly died after waiting weeks to see a dermatologist in the public system. It's believed to be the first ever case of its kind in the world, but doctors warn long waits are putting other patients at risk. Ruth Hill reports.
It started as a rash on the patient's feet. Her GP prescribed antibiotics, steroids, antifungals and antihistamines, but the vivid red rash kept spreading until it covered half her body and the skin started peeling away. Dr. Hyung Kyung Lee, who analysed the case for the New Zealand Medical Journal, says it's the first reported case of generalised pustular psoriasis triggered by lamotrigine, a drug to treat epilepsy and mood disorders. It took 6 weeks to diagnose.
During those 6 weeks, the GP tried to refer to the public dermatology service, but there's only one public dermatologist in Palmerston North Hospital, and he only works 2 half-days a week, so the waiting list is quite long. I think the patient was waiting for the public dermatologist for several weeks without any luck.
New Zealand has fewer than 80 dermatologists, of whom the equivalent of just 22 work full-time in the public system. Some regions have none. Te Whatu Ora Mid-Central says the current wait time to see its dermatologist is 94 days, but urgent cases will be seen outside regular hours. In this case, the worried GP referred the patient to a private dermatologist, Louise Riker, who immediately had her admitted to hospital. Dr. Riker, who's also co-president of the Dermatological Society, says the case required coordination with other specialists, including neurologists.
Because epilepsy treatments can't be stopped precipitously without a risk of causing quite dangerous prolonged epilepsy flares.
Dr. Riker describes it as a tightrope situation.
Had there been a further delay, even of a day or a couple of days, that patient would have been a mortality statistic.
Auckland dermatologist Paul Jarrett says too many patients end up in hospital because they don't get the help they need at an earlier point.
We know there are interventions that can help. We just need the workforce to be able to provide it and the funding to provide it as well. It doesn't sit easily on any doctor's shoulders not to provide the best care available. It's deeply uncomfortable.
Dr. Jarrett, who's the Dermatological Society's spokesperson on public provision, says this country has only one skin specialist for every 250,000 people. The ideal ratio is one dermatologist per 80,000.
The private, as well as the public, all of us are running like hamsters on a wheel.
In the 5 years to the end of December, MedSafe recorded 710 adverse reactions from lamotrigine, including 6 deaths. A second young woman taking lamotrigine spent a month in Palmerston North Hospital late last year after she developed Stevens-Johnson syndrome, a life-threatening skin condition affecting 1 or 2 in a million people each year. The Drug Safety Agency says the level is in line with international reporting, with more than 17,000 New Zealanders prescribed the drug last year.